This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's an incredibly important special report I filed that hasn't aired yet, and that is Stealth Gun Confiscation Begins. That's going to air at the start of the next segment for 8 minutes, and Anthony Gucciardi is in for the balance of the next 45 minutes or so. So that's coming up. It's so important. We're going to post the video to InfoWars.com as well, PrisonPlanet.com. Help get out to everybody. But, David, getting past the Scalia stuff, that's why all the historians say and philosophers, truth is stranger than fiction. Moving past that now, putting bookends on it, I want to talk about something about Trump with you in the waning minutes of our investiture on this transmission, our time here. What do you overall think this will do to the public now that the story, I actually think it may be a sophisticated psyop. I'm not saying it is. I don't think it is. But I'm having to look at this as they may have done all this to make us think they killed him as some weird psyop to freak us out, because it's so ridiculous. I mean, it is the most, this is tailored to make police think there's a cover-up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting that the Washington Post would be the ones to actually say, here are the institutional links.
And they don't say who contacted them to have this info.
That's right.
The whole thing is just over the top. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the link between Scalia and between Donald Trump, I think. There had just been a Supreme Court decision about the EPA regulations on coal that Obama was trying to push through.
For trillions of the globalists.
And Scalia was part of the 5-4 majority that rejected that. Now, and would reject that when it's going to be heard in the lower court.
That's trillions the carbon taxers will lose the next 30 years because of that one vote.
They put a stay on it. They didn't reject it. It's going to be heard in June, but they put a stay on these regulations.
So now.
So now the case is going to be heard in June. And if the lower court, which is a liberal court, decides that they agree with that, those regulations will stand because the upper court will be divided.
Carbon taxes.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And it had impact, Alex, on the climate treaty that Obama just pushed through at the end of the year. So there's a lot of issues with it. That is huge. And that's one of
the same trifecta that Trump is blocking him like Scalia was.
One of the three major legs of the globalist strategy to consolidate things economically and politically. The open borders, the climate treaties, as well as the TPP.
Triad, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Trump and Scalia were standing in their way. And no wonder the New York Times is saying, who will take care of this man for me?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the voice of the elite, the New York Times.
That's key.
Who will take care of this man for me?
That's key. And so that's what you're going to see tonight. Tonight when we have the debate, this is the last gasp of the establishment. They don't really have anybody. They're really pretty hopeless. They put $150 million on Jeb. They were supposed to scare everybody, have them step down because of the shock and awe. Look at how much money he's got, even at the very beginning. They blew through all that. It had absolutely no effect because people are so angry at the GOP establishment now. They have been lied to time and again. You've got John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, now Paul Ryan, telling people what they want to hear and doing exactly the opposite.
And you got the Chinese government, the Pope, the Democrats, the Republicans, the Easter Bunny, the Keebler Elves, the Santa Claus, all coming out against Trump. And it even got you now to start backing Trump, folks. I mean, that in the vote for him in the Texas primary.
When you look at what's left, you look at people like Marco Rubio, who betrayed everybody with the Gang of Eight, openly betraying him. Now he's losing 16 points to Trump in his own state, a sitting senator. You've got Ted Cruz, who has reversed himself on many key issues. Many of us looked at him and, well, is he a libertarian? Is he a Christian? Whatever. You see what happened at the Iowa caucus. You see the fact that he's taken an authoritarian bend again, like Donald Trump toward Ed Snowden, saying, you know what, he's a traitor.
Yeah.
He used to say he's a hero. So those issues
Trump's
are off
got
the
more
table.
Positives than negatives.
Yeah.
Those issues
are off the table. People say, I believe that he's going to do something about these trade issues.
All right, we're going to come back with the key report on stealth gun confiscation has begun. Infowars.com, we're posting the video, but we're going to air it right now, coming up after this break. Anthony Gucciardi from about 17 after the rest of the hour. So about 43 minutes, he's going to be covering everything else that's broken since then and giving his analysis. And hopefully also he'll have time, if he does, to take some phone calls. And then tonight, 7 o'clock Central to 10 o'clock, it's going to be David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Darren McGreen, Alex Jones, all of us here. And don't forget, InfoWars is the resistance platform that your support, spreading the word, your prayers built. InfoWarsStore.com. We've already done so much with your support. You have my pledge. Continue to shop with us, buy our products, enjoy them, and help fund a platform to fight the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of specials right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a special news alert for the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, as you know tonight, we've already been covering the continued march towards disarmament of the people of the United States. It's already happened in most parts of the world. That's why I have this globe here. I'm going to go over this here in a moment. But the reason I felt like I needed to take this special presentation tonight is because even I have been conditioned to accept this tyranny incrementally. America would have never admitted 10 years ago it was being spied on by the NSA. Now everybody knows you're being spied on illegally. But we accept it because we were slowly eased into it. We have to get upset. We have to get motivated. We have to be defiant of tyranny and say, we're not turning in our firearms from our cold, dead hands.
From my cold, dead hands.
To quote the late, great Charlton Heston, who was a guest on this program, in this fight for the Second Amendment. We have to understand when that right falls, everything else falls. They're telling you, your kids don't belong to you. They're telling you they're going to come with forced inoculations for you and your family. They're telling you that they're going to open the borders up outside of law. That Obama's going to appoint the new Supreme Court justice outside of congressional confirmation. Unprecedented things are happening. This is the season of the tyrant's attempt to keep power. Because the truth is, humanity's waking up, so they're moving in to take the guns. Now, I'm going to get to this news here in a moment, but the United Nations in 2000, in July 7th, put out their first draft of the Small Arm Disarmament Global Treaty. And I've covered it many times. And in the draft summation, they said, because civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. How is a power monopoly of the state a good thing? There's a name for that. Oligarchy, dictatorship, tyranny, despotism, North Korea, Nazi Germany. And you look at images of North Korea and that hell, and you notice that only the government has the guns. It boils down to that. It's like not even trusting airline pilots to have a gun in the cockpit, which they had before 9/11. That was taken away from them 6 months before. You trust them to fly this giant missile, this giant weapon, but you don't trust them to have a gun. We only trust special government agents, specially trained, against the Constitution and Bill of Rights to have guns. That's where this is moving. Now, behind me is a Daily Caller article. The gun grabbers are coming. Lexington, Massachusetts now faces semi-automatic gun confiscation. And we're going to roll some footage of a few years ago at a reenactment at Lexington, where we shot footage right on the very green where it happened, where the British redcoats said, "Turn in your guns, you scum, or we're going to kill you." And then they aimed and fired first, and that was the shot heard around the world. In the very city, in the very colony, now a state, where in 1775 they came to confiscate the guns, the people refused. The town of Lexington, the people themselves, are represented by 200 town meeting members. People don't vote directly there. It still goes back to the colonial times. And they claim to represent their constituents, and they say they have the votes, like Highland Park, Illinois, to ban all semi-automatic firearms, and they're looking to do it, and then they will come, and they will confiscate them. That's in Article 34 of their annual town meeting beginning March 21st, about a month out. And they think they have the votes to do it. Now, let's move to something bigger than Lexington, or an area in Illinois, like we just mentioned. This is from Bloomberg a few years ago, and this is the model they tested in California, now being launched by Obama through executive order nationwide. California seizes guns as owners lose right to keep arms. And they're claiming it's if your neighbor says they thought you were scary, or a family member says, "He never threatened me," or "She never threatened me, but I'd like their guns taken." Or, "You were PTSD in the Army, no criminal record." They make the determination outside of law to come take your firearms. This is what they do, and it's similar to what they've done in areas like New York City, D.C., and Chicago. Chicago, by the way, has the highest crime rate in the world and only goes up. In fact, it's double this year what it was last year. We can show you those articles. And so this stealth program has now launched nationwide this year, 2016, with Health and Human Services, no law. They just said, "Here's our policy." You are, as doctors, are going to question people's children about firearms. You're going to question adults about it. And if someone has a heart problem, they shouldn't be able to own a gun. They give them a long list. If people have kids, they shouldn't be able to have a gun. And you are to report this to DHS. And then if a doctor says, all these Politico doctors, all these Commissar doctors, all these doctors trained in the socialist medical schools now, feel like, for any reason, you shouldn't have a gun. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Your firearms are taken. The old Soviet Union used the medical system to oppress the people. So did Nazi Germany. So what I'm here to announce to you is, out of 170-plus nations around the world, there's only about 11 that have some type of private gun ownership. And it's places like Switzerland in Europe that has the lowest crime rate in the world. And there are limited rights in a few other countries. Now, of course, if you look at the Islamic invaders that have come into Europe, they go out in the street corners in major cities in Germany and other countries and shoot guns in the air, which are totally illegal. They have AK-47s to attack people on trains and to attack theaters. They're brought in. That's okay. And if you criticize them, Merkel has you arrested. They're not worried about real threats, but here in the United States and Canada, we're some of the few Western countries that still have the right to keep and bear arms. And of course, in other countries, people are disarmed because they never got out from under colonialism. It was the Magna Carta in England, starting in 1215, where the people fought back and got a basic beginning of a system of due process that became the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And they're not just shredding the Second Amendment. They're taking the First. They're coming after the Fifth, the Ninth, the Tenth. They're coming after the Fourth with all the spying. Because these protections that only pointed out God-given rights we already had stand in the way of tyranny. And now we have a TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, between the Americas and the Pacific nations, that is a union and was secretly ratified that they admit is world government. And then we have a European Union and a transatlantic agreement already signed that is merging our laws and systems with Europe. The whole world is now merging into a three-part system, a trilateral system, and we have to get in line now with these treaties, like the Small Arms Treaty, and take the American people's guns. Gun confiscation has already begun. It's already happened in many cities. They want to sit there and deny it's happening. We're winning the fight for the hearts and minds when it comes to pro-life and the Second Amendment. But when it comes to on the ground, the tyrants are just seizing control and moving forward with tyranny. You are the Paul Revere's of your age. You are the Paul Revere's in your town and your city. You are the Paul Revere's at other nations around the world. It is up to you to realize the technocracy that's been established, that global corporations have made themselves above the law. They play the nation states off against each other. They're collapsing the nation states. And out of the ashes of that collapse, they're calling for a new corporate planetary government endorsed by the Pope, borderless, with multinationals above the law, tax exempt, with diplomatic immunity. That's the new world order. I'm going to throw it back to InfoWars Nightly News and your host this evening. And then we are going to, of course, tomorrow night be covering the Republican debate ahead of Super Tuesday. We're also going to have some big Donald Trump news as well coming up at InfoWars.com. Now back to InfoWars Nightly News.
That's right. That's from Alex Jones. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. It is the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Alex is going to pop in, actually, here in a little bit and do some live coverage with Facebook mentions. And we're also going to cover a bunch of interesting news. Today is one of those days where the news cycle, it almost feels like you're reading The Onion all day, right? It feels like it's so over-the-top crazy that you can't even believe it. We're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up in the debate tonight. There's live coverage on InfoWars.com as well at 7 p.m. There is the question now, are Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz going to completely try to eviscerate Trump and use everything in his background ever to attack him with the hopes of climbing up the ranks? Or do they have a solidified position as second? And are they going to try and fight for the second place in hopes that Donald Trump may someday crash and burn if he goes up against Hillary Clinton? We'll see what goes on with that, and I'll give you some insights on that. We've got some other interesting news. European Parliament calls for Saudi arms embargo, and the robots that are coming for jobs that pay $20 an hour or less, the White House finds. And then another rebuttal to that, technology, according to The Guardian, has created more jobs than it has destroyed, it says 140 years of data. So we're going to talk about that. We've also got a special report on the rise of the robots. So we talk a lot about robots and what's going to actually happen. And then spying and the NSA is so bad that Italy is asking the U.S. to explain their NSA spying report, as Brazil is building a $250 million underwater cable to Europe to be supported by Google and Facebook in order to get rid of espionage attempts by the United States. So that's where we're at. Other countries are now spending $250 million to build underwater cables so that they can avoid United States espionage. Also got the declaration of no selfie zones and a lot more. So we're going to cover that. And Alex is coming up live again on the show. He's going to be on Facebook mentions on his official Facebook page. So check that out as well. We're going to talk about the debate and so much more. I also want to ask if something very, very special that I'm going to talk about is going to happen to Marco Rubio tonight, if his robotic systems are going to have a meltdown. So we'll talk about that when we come back as well. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We are live. We'll be right back in the next segment.
Just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please.
Welcome back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'll be with you for the rest of the hour. And next segment, Alex Jones is going to come in with a live Facebook mentions, and we're going to talk about a number of different things, including the debate tonight. And if you've been following the new narrative is that Rubio and Ted Cruz are going to try and attack Donald Trump Politico says Cruz Rubio prep for brutal debate night. In final show before Super Tuesday, the senators are poised to unleash a nasty assault and emerge the anti-Trump. For Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, this might be their last best chance. The final Republican debate Thursday night before the Super Tuesday contest has the potential to be an epic display of anger and rhetorical aggression, with Rubio and Cruz going after each one on everything from policy to character as each struggles to emerge as the single alternative to Donald Trump. And what I would ask is if they're actually going to attack him, because then that would allow him to respond, and they theoretically would want to give him as least camera time as possible, but they could also go for the angle of bringing up everything in his past and trying to attack him to try and break him down. But that seems to have not very worked very well for them in the past. Some thoughts on that. It'll definitely be an interesting, probably the most quote-unquote brutal debate. And one of the key topics, I'm sure, of the entire debate and really of the decade is going to be the so-called robot takeover, right? Which I think overall, there's a medium to all of this. A new report says the robots are coming for jobs that pay $20 an hour or less, White House finds. This is from MarketWatch. It's intuitive that automation will take low-wage jobs, but the White House, in its annual economic report of the president, has broken down just how much that is so. According to the report, there's an 83% chance that automation will take a job with an hourly wage between below $20, a 31% chance automation will take a job with an hourly wage between $20 and $40, and a 4% chance automation will take a job with an hourly wage above $40. So we're playing in the background the Boston Dynamics AI robot, which played for you before. I saw it the other night, actually, when it first came out on Reddit. And I watched it, and I'll tell you what's interesting about this footage as well as that previous off Boston Dynamics footage, which is the AI robots that walk around. Now, before, it was kind of like a dog, if you remember. It was like a robotic dog, and it would walk around, and they would kick it, and you felt bad for it. That's the craziest part. You would feel bad for the dog, and in this case, it shows a robot picking up boxes and stuff, and then there's one point where the guy has this like stick, and he pushes the robot down on the ground. And you feel bad. You're like, wow, your internal responses are telling you that it looks like a human, so therefore you have sympathy for it, which is pretty wild to think about. It's also showing how he's pushing the box away and the robot's trying to pick it up, and he's keep pushing it away with a hockey stick, and you feel bad for the robot. It's because we're so programmed in our brain to see something that looks like a human and feel bad for it, and that has some very interesting implications that our brains may not even be able to keep up to the point once it gets to a real life looking, you know, human-looking robot could be very interesting. Now, conversely, we talked about how robots are going to take $20 an hour less jobs, or 30% chance they're going to take up to $40 an hour, and some people think, well, gee, it's going to destroy the entire economy. Might be the case, but The Guardian says that technology has created more jobs than it has destroyed, according to 140 years of data. And you have to think about this. So it says a study by economists at the consultancy Deloitte seek to shed new light on the relationship between jobs and the rise of technology by trawling through census data for England and Wales going back to 1871. Their conclusion is unremittingly cheerful. Rather than destroying jobs, technology has been a, quote, great job-creating machine. They say there's a fourfold rise in bar staff since 1950s, or a surge in the number of hairdressers this century, suggested to the authors that technology is increasing spending power, creating new demand and new jobs. Machines will take on a more repetitive and laborious task, but seem no closer to eliminating the need for human labor than any time in the last 150 years. And it goes on. This is an important study to consider. It says, technology has quite clearly cut job costs, but Stewart and his colleagues question whether they are really jobs we would want to hold on to. Technology directly substitutes human muscle power, and doing so raises productivity and shrinks employment. It goes on to talk about how in 1901 there were 32.5 million population, and 200,000 people were engaged in washing clothes. But by 2011, a population of 56.1 million, 35,000 people were washing clothes. So basically it's arguing that, yeah, the technology is there, it is emerging, the robot so-called culture is emerging, and that we're not really at the point of really supreme robots yet, but this culture is emerging, and they may just take the jobs that we don't want. But then you have to ask the question, well, who's behind it, right? Who's engaging in all this? Who's deciding who takes what jobs? Who's creating this artificial intelligence? Elon Musk and, I guess it was, what, 10, 20,000 other professors at major universities have signed off on a document warning about artificial intelligence. There's so many aspects to it, but I think it's one of the most important subjects, and it's definitely going to be brought up in the debate tonight. We'll be right back. Alex is supposed to come in on live on Facebook Mentions and be a part of the show. We'll talk more about the debate and more. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Motley Crew. It is the fourth hour. It is Anthony Gucciardi. I'm going to be with you for the rest of the hour. And Alex is about to join us in this segment. He's live right now on Facebook Mentions. And we're going to talk about the debate and so much more. You know, with all the crazy news, I mean, truly insane news, right, coming out today. It's like an onion story, as I said earlier. I have but one question, right? Tonight at the debates, will Marco Rubio have a Milli Vanilli moment, and will his CD track skip when he goes to speak, when his in the back, right? He's kind of like an artificial intelligence robot, and he has a speaking moment. He says the same thing 8 times in a row. I wonder if his CD track will skip. So he kind of says, Obama is, and he kind of self-destructs and blows up, and his like robotic bolts and screws go everywhere. I wonder if that's going to happen. Now, also, we're not going to be able to take your calls because there's not enough time and Alex is about to come in, but I will be answering questions on Twitter. So if you tweet me at ASGucciardi, I will be answering your questions live on air. So we'll try and get to those. Now, also, there's been so much news lately that we really haven't even touched on so many different things, and that includes what's going on in New York. And John Bowne has an interesting report. I haven't seen it yet, and I want to play it for you first here. Actually, it's unpremiered as far as I'm aware. It's called Chernobyl on the Hudson. And we haven't given this enough attention because of all the craziness going on every single day in the news, right? There's so much to cover. But we have not even given enough attention to the massive tumor on the side of the United States, which is the leaking power plants across the country. Let's check out Chernobyl on the Hudson by John Bowne.
Has been nicknamed Chernobyl on the Hudson. Lying just 34 miles north of New York City's Central Park, the Indian Point Energy Center has been leaking the radioactive material known as tritium into the groundwater. On February 6, 2016, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo finally alerted the public as to the potential catastrophe. Better late than never? In 1973, the plant was shut down after engineers discovered buckling in the steel liner of the concrete dome in which the nuclear reactor is housed. On October 17, 1980, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission proposed a $2,100,000 fine for an incident involving 100,000 gallons of Hudson River water that had leaked into the Indian Point 2 containment building from the fan cooling unit, undetected by a safety device designed to detect hot water. Two pumps which should have removed the water were found to be inoperative. In 1984, the New York Times reported that 25% of the young fish known as the Atlantic Tom Cod and 89% of the older Atlantic Tom Cod inhabiting the Hudson suffered from liver cancer. These mutated Tom Cods had evolved after GE dumped PCBs into the Hudson River from 1947 to 1976. In 2005, Entergy workers, while digging, discovered a small leak in a spent fuel pool. Water containing tritium and strontium 90 was leaking through a crack in the pool building and then finding its way into the nearby Hudson River. In 2007, a transformer at Unit 3 caught fire, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission raised its level of inspections. In April of 2007, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission fined the owner of the Indian Point nuclear plant $130,000 for failing to meet a deadline for a new emergency siren plan. The 150 sirens at the plant were meant to alert residents within 10 miles to a plant emergency. In 2009, an International Journal of Health Services study revealed that residents living on the Hudson had a 67% higher thyroid cancer rate than the national average. In 2010, an explosion occurred in a main transformer for Indian Point 2, spilling oil into the Hudson River. Entergy later agreed to pay a $1.2 million penalty for the transformer explosion. In July of 2013, a former supervisor who worked at Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant for 29 years was arrested for falsifying critical safety records and lying to federal regulators. In June of 2015, a Mylar balloon floated into a switchyard, causing an electrical problem resulting in the shutdown of Reactor 3. In July of 2015, Reactor 3 was again shut down after a water pump failure. On December 5, 2015, Indian Point 2 was shut down after several control rods lost power. Obviously, Indian Point could potentially be a repeat of the, at the very least, Level 7 Fukushima Daiichi disaster if a nuclear meltdown occurs due to a hurricane or other natural event leading to equipment failures. However, a similar disaster would require the evacuation of 5.6 million people and render Manhattan a no-go zone for decades. In 2004, a study by the Union of Concerned Scientists estimated as many as 44,000 near-term deaths from acute radiation syndrome and as many as 518,000 long-term cancer deaths could occur in people within 50 miles of Indian Point in the event of a severe accident. Potential disaster models reveal the Indian Point plume could reach Chernobyl mass event levels 9 times the radiation released at Fukushima. Indian Point is just one of at least 5 damaged nuclear power plants in the United States. They are are an obvious target for terrorists. Just one more glaring reason why we need our borders closed to President Obama's unconstitutional executive order on immigration. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
All right, we're back, and Alex is here in studio. He's live on Facebook Mentions, and he's got a microphone as well. And we've got a special piece of art, actually, that we wanted to show. This is live from the Bohemian Grove, actually.
We have this hung up in the office. We're covering Bohemian Grove, which is a branch of the Illuminati, on record, in their own annals. We've made films on the subject. And Leanne said, I think this is Bohemian Grove. So did Joe Biggs, was down there. I was like, oh, come on. And then it turns out, secret society, Scalia Kilwalt, secret society meeting, founded by Bohemian Grove, itself founded by the Illuminati. This is incredible. Leanne?
Well, they're just roasting marshmallows. It's completely normal,
let's
natural.
Let's talk about Bohemian Grove for a minute.
Probably making masks of devils. It's fine.
So what's interesting is I've talked to people, right? And I saw your film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, years ago. And everyone always would say, you know, that sounds insane. If they actually sit down and watch the film, they'll realize what's insane is the actual ceremony itself. Right? You don't even have to say anything. You don't have to say anything. You just say, watch this.
They're Christian conservatives.
And they take it so seriously.
It is
like a play, but they're taking it so seriously.
And then you go in there and now actually talking to you, right, and hearing the rest of the full story about what was going on and what they think you were doing in there and who they thought you were and all the craziness, it's like mind-blowing. But if you actually watch the film, which you should, it's on YouTube, if you have people watch the film too, you don't have to say anything. It's the footage speaks for itself. Just watch the best dub or something. They're like singing in these weird rituals.
And by the way, let me just do an infomercial here because that's how we fund our operation. You can get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death, two films on the 7th of the Occult and the Illuminati that I made and infiltrate these groups. Now, this is world news when I did it. On DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. You can watch it for free on YouTube and Google. We put it up for everybody for free. But if you want to have it in your archives, have it on the shelf, this is one film everybody should have, InfoWarsStore.com. But Leanne, I love the fact that you and Biggs both texted me like 1 in the morning when this broke last night. It was all in the news today. Secret society, not a big deal, you know, connections order, Illuminati, it's not a big deal. You guys, Illuminati command base, no big deal. I think that you were so excited about this because it really does illustrate how crazy all of this is. So I'm going to turn this over to you and Anthony for about the next 5 minutes on Facebook Mentions, and then tell us tonight about the coverage coming up, 7 o'clock Central with yourself, and David Knight and others. InfoWars Nightly News will cover live the Republican debate for Super Tuesday coming up. So, Leanne McAdoo, give us your breakdown for about 5 minutes. And then Anthony, he's going to do a plug. We're going to go to break. He's going to come back and finish the show. But 7 o'clock tonight, InfoWars.com/show to watch our live coverage. Leanne?
Well, I'm totally dominating you right now, Anthony.
You're
standing
totally
up
dominant.
Here. I wish I had a chair.
Well, but we're going to get you a chair. You can just sit right here on the table.
It's impromptu.
Yes.
So we're bringing you a chair, Leanne.
Well, I personally, I was so excited about the story. That's why I had to, thank you. That's why I had to text you late last night. Just like, oh my gosh, I know it's late, but you got to read this before the show tomorrow. Because to me, it's really exciting. I mean, we report about this stuff so much that it kind of gets mundane and it's sort of like, oh,
yeah,
whatever.
Secret
society,
no. I have devil skulls everywhere.
But then this is like fresh. This is fresh. And like one of the most important Supreme Court justices dies during one of these secret meetings. While our guys are down there being harassed by Poindexter, who's like, ugh, you're the kind of people I hate having at the ranch. You know, I love the you sophisticated friends that I've invited, not like these folks over here. And I mean, it just has all the trappings of a really great movie. So I'm excited.
Definitely sounds like a good movie. Who knows what happened? How absurd, though. Such weirdness. It's almost like you couldn't invent all the weirdness, right? It's
right.
Almost like if you were writing, like you said, a movie script. It's like, oh, there was some weird secret thing going on, and there's skull photos, like devil photos. It sounds made up. That's the issue with even talking about it, too, though, because it sounds so far-fetched, but then you look at the mainstream sources.
Yeah, I mean, someone working on a movie script right now is just like, yes, thank you, because this is golden. I mean,
yeah,
it's
no,
on a cinematic ranch.
A lot based on about us, because the real world's crazier than you made up crap.
Right.
The real
it's
world
so
is crazier.
It's wild. And that it's so wild. All the conspiracy theories that were out there, I mean, there were so many articles about, oh, look at the conspiracy theories surrounding Scalia's death. Ugh. And then it turns out it was even more bizarre than any other conspiracy theories that were being thrown around.
Well, I think everyone has gotten to the point, if you just look at 5 years ago, if you were to look at 5 years from now, or previously, look up to now, look at the debates tonight, for example, every story is like, yes, Cruz and Rubio are just going to viciously assault Trump and bring up everything in his past and just try and destroy him and make up things about him. It's crazy. And then this is like, there's a secret society with demon paintings everywhere, and Scalia died. He might have been on Viagra. It's like, what is happening? It's totally lost control in so many different ways. And then the mainstream media tries to take the narrative and always spin it with a direction against whatever they're opposing. And it gets so absurd that people don't even buy any of it anymore.
The system is committing suicide. The system is murdering its own credibility through their narcissistic arrogance.
Sure, you should come speak on the microphone.
Because we already have a wrecked population.
Right.
Well, I think what comes after it is that the faith in the mainstream media is already gone. And that people don't believe it anymore, even if it's true.
Well, and that's
they don't believe it just because their logo is on there.
Right. And that's what's so interesting is that you have these secret societies that for hundreds of years have been able to maintain their secrets, maintain the secrecy of who's involved and what they do. And the world is changing. It's not a secret anymore. You see the planes flying in. So it's just really interesting to see that secrets are no
more.
And
we're changing the world by doing different stuff. So can the viewers. Just like we started a few years ago, 4 years ago or whatever, covering live debates and covering stuff and commentary on media, now everybody's doing it. And it's just an example of thinking outside the box, folks. I'm going to turn it back over to you guys. I don't normally wear purple red pants, but I was given these for Christmas. So
today's the day. Why not?
I'm sporting them.
No, take the microphone.
Today's the day. No. I'm getting down here. I want you guys to talk and hang out. It's fun to walk around over there. I actually got to go have a meeting about awesome apps we're getting built for InfoWars.
What?
The Darth Vader Death Star app. Anyways, here you go.
I know so many people have requested your voice for their ringtone, so you might want to work on that. Anytime you get a new article out, little buzz alarm with your...
You'll wake up real quick with him screaming.
A full investigation. No, but it can be me sitting there actually on Helium. Alan Show's Helium voice going. I actually did a joke the other day on a tape, but I never played it. Let me see if I can actually play that for folks.
That sounds interesting.
It's ridiculous. No. I mean, I was going to shoot this video on helium balloons, my daughter's birthday. And I did one where I was like, oh, Justice Scalia died of natural causes, just like Kennedy. Natural causes. Let me see if I can actually find it. Here.
Well, now it's proven he did obviously die just of natural causes. There was nothing funky about it.
Obviously.
It was totally normal.
That's what the guy says. Obviously he died. He said, obviously he died peacefully in his sleep because his bed clothing was unwrinkled.
And he had a full tummy.
And his full tummy. Well, that's, I don't think.
We got to do a whole joke piece.
Yes.
We got to do a whole joke before we read all his quotes and how it's all scripted. It's like a children's story. There were little beds outside the room, and the Pope dropped by.
Here you go, Leah.
Okay, yeah. Right. I think that's excellent.
Meanwhile,
but you'll be the voice of Poindexter.
Meanwhile, Brazil is spending $250 million on an underwater cable to Europe that's supported by Google and Facebook to avoid espionage attempts by the United States. Okay, so think about that for a minute. They're spending $250 million. It says, this is from International Business Times, Brazil is constructing a dedicated underwater cable to link the Southern American country's internet directly with Europe and avoid any espionage attempts by the United States. Not ISIS, right? Not Al-Qaeda, not China, the United States. The structure, which is estimated to cost up to $250 million, will come into operation by late 2017 and is likely to be supported by tech giants Google and Facebook. So the United States' own top corporations, Google and Facebook, are supporting the move to block U.S. espionage. Just like Apple, according to their PR, is stopping the United States government from cracking into all their phones because once they set the precedent, they can look at everybody's stuff. Brazil's communications minister, Andre Figueiredo, I don't know how exactly to say that, said that nearly a dozen multinational tech giants have shown interest in becoming part of the venture. So a bunch of different tech giants in the United States also want to be a part of it to get rid of the U.S. spying.
Right. Well, they see how ubiquitous this panopticon is going to be. And then they come out and say, well, we need this back door to stop the bad guys from spying. Meanwhile, in the same sentence, James Clapper comes out and says, we're going to be using the Internet of Things to spy on you, to recruit. I mean, so they're the bad guys sometimes.
Well, it just shows how out of control everything has gotten to the point where the news now says that other countries and our own tech giants are building underwater cables to get rid of the United States spying on them.
Right.
Back a few years ago, they would at least deny that was happening.
Right.
Yeah, but now it's so open.
It's not making us safer, that's for sure.
Then you have stuff like this, where this is from Alternet. Big Pharma identified 7,000 government officials they need to control to run their price gouging operation. This reminds me of Martin Shkreli raising the price of the drug that AIDS patients were taking by, you know, X thousand percentage from like $40 to $12,000 or whatever it was. And it says, hoping to counter the demand for action, drug companies have launched their massive advertising campaign, not only running radio and print ads, but placing ads on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media websites. Yet it's not likely that you've seen or heard any of them. That's because drug chieftains don't care what you and I think. Moreover, they know they couldn't possibly persuade us to let them keep jacking their prices, yeah, from $14 to $700. So their public relations effort has made the odd and seemingly counterproductive move of sidestepping the actual public, narrowly targeting a very tiny audience. Guess who it is? 7,000 government officials that make all the decisions.
Wow.
So they're spending marketing ads, CPC ads and stuff on Google, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, not to hit the public to change their mind on the price gouging, but the government officials that vote on it. One CEO arrogantly put it, quote, we've identified 7,000 Americans who matter, thus dismissing the other 330 million of us as nobodies. Quote, we're focusing on those in policy positions to fight structural issues. By structural issues, he means convincing Congress to take no action to reform the present pricing structure of the monopolistic drug makers whose guiding corporate ethic is bleed them for all they've got. So,
wow.
It's no longer an effort to convince the public that something matters or convince you and I that maybe, you know, they have justification in doing that. Now the drug companies don't even care about their PR, just like the United States government doesn't care about the PR.
Right.
Just like the mainstream media doesn't care about the PR. They're sidestepping it completely and going straight for the jugular, going to the 7,000 officials that, quote, matter instead of the people. So it doesn't even, they're not even pretending that we have power anymore.
Yeah,
they're just literally serving up a big fat turkey to the oligarchs, that you could call it, or the decision makers that run everything, the establishment bobblehead people, and saying, please, take our offering and we will advertise to you and we will help you and we'll take you out to dinner. And the 330 million people beside you, they don't matter at all. We'll be right back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Fourth Hour Total Craziness.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, sick? Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
All right. Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show live. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Leanne McAdoo and Rob Doohan here on Facebook Mentions, Periscope, every possible live streaming app in the entire planet. And we've been talking about all the insane news, the Scalia stuff that's come out, which sounds like something out of a fairy tale novel gone bad, a dark Disney fairy tale novel. The 7,000 people that Big Pharma is targeting to keep their price gouging in order and not caring about you. Leanne, let's talk about this debate for a minute. It's very possible that Rubio and Cruz are going to try and go for Trump's jugular.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing comes to my mind is, why would they do that? Because that will just give him more attention. But it is possible they still want to be in the race. They still think that he could be destroyed at some point. What's your take on this? What do you think is going to happen tonight? And you're going to be covering it with a bunch of InfoWars reporters tonight, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're going live at 7 till about 10 o'clock. And Rob, do just let me know that we're actually going to be trying out an instant playback tonight. So in case we miss anything, we'll be able to play back what they've just said. Jakari Jackson will be manning that station. But yeah, I think that Rubio and Cruz are going to have to please their establishment handlers. They're all saying, take down Trump. We must take him out. It's time. Take him out. The New York Times guy is tweeting a funny tweet about assassinating him. So, you know, they're all saying it's time to take him out. So if Rubio and Cruz don't go after Trump and they only go after each other, which is what they seem to be doing.
But that doesn't seem like it would work. It doesn't seem like it usually works when they attack him. It almost just gives him more fire and more bait, and it just makes him have more time. And when they mention him, he gets to speak longer.
Yeah. Well, and see, even just this article you were talking about before the break with the Big Pharma and the 7,000 important people, the rest of us don't matter. It's just, how can the establishment not realize that we are all ready for their heads to roll? Like, they're all sitting on top of their ivory tower going, oh, the rabble-rousers seem to be gathering in large crowds. And so that's, of course, why they send out the divide-and-conquer groups, the George Soros NGOs, to divide everyone up, because they see us all starting to collectively say, you know what, this system is broken, and we don't want any of you. So it's, I mean, that's why there's a Trump versus Bernie Sanders right now, and you see this huge movement with people, because people are tired of it.
Bernie Sanders is really the quote-unquote anti-establishment candidate as well on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
Well, as I've said a million times before, and I think people would probably want to hang me for saying it, he has a lot of good stances on certain things. He's against the NSA.
Agree.
He's mostly anti-establishment. It's just when you get into other areas that people aren't aware of,
mm-hmm,
that you start to realize, hey, 90%+ tax for people that make any amount of money at all is really not a good idea.
Right.
Right. So that's discountable.
It's not going to work.
But at the same time, Trump, there's a lot, you know, anti-establishment, but there's some things with him too that you could question.
Right.
So at the same time, what the common thread is, though, that they're both considered to be anti-establishment, and someone like Marco Rubio is the example of the establishment, and I think that he is actually a computer system with a floppy disk in the back of his head, and tonight the floppy disk could pop out any time. Like, if someone were to just tap him on the back of the head like that, the floppy disk could pop out.
That's why he says repeat.
Yeah.
Repeat.
I was saying he could have a Milli Vanilli moment, too.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Right? Well, it's just where the CD track skips. He could do that. He could be saying, like, It's clear that Obama won. It could go over and over and over again. So we never know.
Yeah.
We never know what could happen, right?
Right. Well, they're all puppets. They're all, you know, except for Trump, you know. And even I would dare say Bernie Sanders, even though
I don't know who's puppets, but I will say that it is annoying when people sound fake, when they try to sound statesmanly and they try to be presentable, but it just comes off as fake and artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just comes off as super fake. Someone that speaks like a regular human being would be much more appealing to me. All right, so we are done. Catch the live debate coverage tonight at 7 o'clock with Leanne and the rest of the InfoWars reporters. It'll be a lot of interesting breakdown, and it's supposed to be very, very brutal. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and thanks so much for watching The Fourth Hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.